Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help. help, we know, God, you're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him this morning. None like him. And listen, I know you've heard me say when I wake up in the morning, God is speaking as I'm waking up. And this morning, I tell you, he began to do some things and he began to show me some things. And I tell you, if we need him, we need to do something. I tell you, if we'll do something concerning him, concerning his people, he will do something concerning us, our family, our friends. What concerns us, he'll do something concerning it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes we have friends. The friendship is growing. We don't always call each other. We don't always text each other. We may not send a message over on Facebook, but we're connected some kind of way. Over on Facebook, you may like what I put. You may comment. You know, you may give me a compliment. I give you a compliment. Some kind of way God has connected us. And he connected us for his glory. Hallelujah. He connected us because we need each other. Many members, one body. He connected us because there's a time coming when I'm going to need you or you're going to need me. And it's not always materialistic. It's not always money. It's not always I need to borrow your car. I need to use your shower. It's not always those things. Sometimes it's just a spiritual thing. Well, most times. I'm going to say it all the time. It's a spiritual thing that God is trying to connect and God is trying to get done. Because you may not see what's coming your way, but he showed me. The reason he didn't show you, because right now it's a little more than you can bear. And he won't put any more on us than we can bear. Sometimes you can see, he'll show you what he haven't shown me. Because right now it's not something I can bear. So he will send you and send you with the words of encouragement. Send you with the words to uplift me, to inspire me, to draw closer to him. After the trial is over, the situation is finished. Many times then he will show us why. But until then, we keep praying for one another. We keep drawing closer in the friendship. Hallelujah. There are people here I feel connected to like family. Biological family. It's spiritual family. But I feel closer to these people for some reason. And I know it's not just for some reason. I know that it's God. I know it's him. No other way it could come about. Yeah. He sent a woman called Dorothy Goodman.
Hey, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And let me tell you what I said.
And I said to myself, don't you ever say this, because people going to feel like you favor her and you love her, but you don't really love them. I promise you, I love each of us. This faithful crew, this faithful people, I love you. I know who you are. And I love you. Love you in Jesus. Love you as my brothers and sisters. Because God has did a special connection. I'm telling you the truth this morning. I had to bring this. I wanted to bring something else, but he gave me this. Tell it, share it. And I said, if I had two more, like Dorothy Goodman, I would be dangerous. I said, if I had two more like Dorothy Goodman, it would be easier for me. God raised, I want to say three more. Faithful. He brought George West Perry along. I didn't know about this man. I didn't know who he was, what he stood for. I knew nothing about him. God sent him along, and there was a special connection there spiritually. And one day he called in and gave his testimony, almost knocked me out the chair. I had no clue about what God was doing in this man through Jesus in the morning, him tuning in and listening. He never really wrote me and said, hey, I'm George West Perry, da-da-da-da-da, I work over here. He never did that. He came with a testimony unto God. Well, as he could, I began to pray for him, you know, and ask God to do this and do that, touch his heart, because I pray for all the men. Yeah, I pray for them, yeah, because they need strength. They men. They're leaders. And so the next thing I know, God was using this. I don't know how long it had been. I didn't count the months. I didn't count the year. I didn't count nothing. The next thing I know, God would use this man. And when it was time for Blog Talk to be paid for, this man would bless. Not just with the payment, but with much more than. And I'm like, Lord, I didn't do it. I didn't go to him and said, well, Brother Perry, can you pay for the show every month? And I speak the blessings of God. I didn't say nothing. God used him. God laid it on his heart what to do. And he did whatever God would have him to do. But whatever he does is exactly what's needed. Isn't that strange? God have a mighty sweet way. Mighty sweet way. The next thing I know, he sent a woman by the name of Andrea Spinner through another lady. And the other lady, I just knew we was up and down, round and round, but it didn't pan out that way. He used her to get Andrea here. And he uses Andrea. Many days he'll use her. Out the clear blue sky, I said nothing to her. I asked for nothing, none of that. Bam. Exactly what's needed. Well, I rocked on. I didn't ask God, you know, Lord, send this particular woman. But I've known her basically, you could say, all of my life because I knew her through childhood, knew who she was and everything. He sent Jerry, and it haven't been that long ago, but he sent Jerry, and he sent Jerry with a special assignment. I had no clue. And she told me this. She said, Barbara, I saw you posting. I didn't know what that was you was posting. I didn't know what it was. But at the right time, on the right date, God had her to click. And when she clicked, she heard what she needed. She heard God. And he started moving for her and been moving ever since. And he used Jerry in many ways. God have a purpose and a plan. If we put up to him and stop telling God what we like, what we want, how we want it done, I like it when so-and-so do this, but I don't like it when that do that. Now, we accept the whole thing. We accept what God allowed. We're better off anyway. It makes no difference what we like and what we don't like. He's the one that's going to have the last word. His will be done. I want to give you your flowers, Dorothy, George West Perry, Andrea Spinner, Jerry Crowd. I want to give you your flowers while you're living. Because, see, God sent you later on. They did. Bro Louis, been there from almost the beginning, you may as well say. He has used Louis. That was a divine connection from day one. No doubt about it. Everybody knows. Everybody who knows Jesus in the morning has got to know Louis. Yeah, they do. My daughter was saying to me yesterday in her prayer for Sister Sherry, she said afterwards to me, she said, Mama, I said, yeah. She said, Mama, you love that Louis too much. I said, girl, go on about your business. She said, Mama, that's like a brother from another mother. I said, and you better know it. You better know it. I said, I can't always be there, you know, with him, emailing back and forth or this and that. I said, but Louis is always in the prayer. Louis is always thought about. That was a divine special connection almost 11 years ago. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you now? There had been others God sent along and they blessed, but they could only stay for so long. They couldn't continue. He yet sends them back. They come back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because this is what he does. He sent some people along as a family, so that I would have family, huh? Y'all don't understand this morning. I'm just giving it to you like I got it. And he has blessed me. He has blessed me through these people. Sometimes it wasn't materialistic. It wasn't money. It was a word. My buddy come at least once a month to encourage me, Pastor David. I call him rough, rugged, and real. Once a month, he's going to call in to encourage me. All the other times in the month, I don't hear nothing. I might see him over in this group that we're in together. He may post something. I may post something, and he may amen it. But no other dealings. But once a month, he's going to call in to bless me. Yeah, Sister Samoa, she wasn't always every day. There would be times when she speak a little more than normal, you know, than regular. But some way, somehow, if it's not by text, if it's by phone, if it's by here, she's going to say something to encourage me. And she got a name that she called me. I said, this one here, I don't know what to do with this one. I won't tell y'all the name. And she called it the other day. She said, I'm sorry, but that's my name for you. I said, okay, I don't have no problem with that. Sister Mary Ann. Some days I just be through with her. I said, I'm just through with Mary Ann. I don't even fool with Mary Ann. I'm just done now. I'm just done. She didn't call me. I didn't call her. I didn't write her. She didn't write me. But Mary Ann saw a need and come to meet the need. She told me yesterday, I tried to call you, but your number must be changed. I quickly sent her the number. Because Mary Ann followed the instructions of God. I know many days she don't understand. But she's following the instructions of Almighty God. And I thank God for her. I know you done heard me talk about Melody Rose. We don't see her here every morning, you know, and all of that. But when God speak, when God touch, Melody strike out, you'll see the evidence of Melody Rose. I thank God for her. Yeah, hallelujah. Mike and Kim Hops over there. Y'all excuse me for laughing. But Mike is doing some stuff and have me screaming. Told me yesterday about the gas. They look like we all going to be riding bicycles or mopeds. I scream. God send people along to bless Sion. Huh? That cheerleader. Yeah. Sion get a praise guard throwing shoes at me. I said, look at this one here. But I want to give flowers while you're living. I want to kind of at least try to tell you what you mean to me, how I feel about you. That's what I want to try to do. It may not be all. You may not understand how much it means to me. I don't know what it means to you to know you. Some I never met, but I know you. Yeah. And we come together in the mornings, coming together as a group here to give God the first fruit of our day here. You may have prayed somewhere else, but when you get here, we're here, and this is the first fruit of our day to the Lord right here. Yeah, Sister Laura, my God baby. If she don't hear from me, I am going to hear from her. And she don't always give me a report on Mr. Mason, but I said, well, I'm assuming he's doing good, because if he wasn't, she would tell me. Yeah, Sister Rita. Huh? Old Rita. Met her through old Rose Brown. My wiki. And many days she was working hard, so she had to sleep, you know. But when she could, she would be here. Then all of a sudden, Rita said, I'm going to shake all this off. I'm coming every morning and see what's going on over there. Louis, I'll fool with you. Louis said, it's his cyber church, and I'm his cyber pastor, y'all. Listen, Sister Diane, this one here, every now and then I see her. She always clicked me something on Facebook. It was not my birthday. All of a sudden, she sent me $100 and said, happy birthday. I'm like, what? At that time, it was needed. I don't know who sent me Congresswoman Cori Bush, but we pray for this woman. We pray for her. And we pray that God keep her closed in a right mind and that she don't take on the spirit of politics. But she'll take on the spirit of Christ and be led by the spirit of God. Yeah, that's our prayer for her. We pray that her family, that God bless. We pray that everything she put her hand to do, God lead and guide. And if he's leading and guiding, he's going to bless. We pray that God will give her ideas no one else has, that will make her stand out, that will show favor, God's favor upon her life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D. Huh? D and Anthony followed me from Blog TV and just refused to stop coming. I love it to death. Yeah, I love it until I die. Why is that, Barbara? Because these young men saw God and saw a place where they wanted to hear about God. And they didn't give up. They continued to come. I've seen the transformation in Brother Anthony. I know Louis see it, Frank see it, many that's been here. You see the transformation in Anthony. That was a divine connection. God was using me so that he could bless Anthony. Yeah. And Anthony had a backup. He had a church and a pastor. All the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Frank was right there, cheering him on, inspiring him, and pulling him on. Oh, yeah. Brother Dan came once. I haven't heard from him. But we keep him in prayer, and I say good morning to him every morning. Yeah, Pastor Herring. Heard from Herring one time, but I keep praying for him, and I greet him every morning. Brother Lee Hamilton. Oh, yeah. God blessed us, me and Brother Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, Apostle Boatwright. God sent these people. I didn't go pick nobody. God sent them to do certain things. Boatwright been a blessing to me many years. Yeah. So I want you to know this morning, I don't just come every morning playing. I don't just come every morning, you know, seeking an audience. But I come to do the will of him that sent me so that that faithful few can be blessed. That faithful few can be blessed. Hallelujah. I'm not really looking after big following. That's not what I'm seeking. I'm seeking God that you, whoever he sends, can be blessed. Miracles can be worked in your life. The favor of God can be upon your life. Those who just blessed me out the clear blue sky, especially financial, listen, I pay tithes and offering of what you give, and I plant a seed for you. Oh, yeah, so that it'll keep coming. Finances will keep coming your way. I pray that you get a raise on your job, those that are working. I pray that whatever income you have, it will increase. And you will see the increase because you gave. You'll see doors come open in other ways. Sometimes God don't always use finances. Now, he's going to give it back, but guess what? Sometimes he add to you. Sometimes he give you what, but see, a lot of times people, they're cheerful God when he's doing what they want him to do. When they don't see no movement of God, they stop cheering him. They stop coming to him. They stop having an ear to hear what he's got to say to the church. They sit back now and they go back to doing whatever they want to do. But if you put something on that altar, keep cheering God. Keep going in him. Keep lifting him up. Keep praising him. Keep praying to him. Just because you don't see happening what you want to happen, don't give up. Don't let God go. When you saw him moving, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You was coming round the fire, warming your hands, trying to get hot. But as soon as you didn't see no more movement, you stop. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because it could fall all the way through. Because if he be lifted up, not only will he draw all men unto him, it's a twofold blessing. He going to draw you closer to him, and he going to give you the desires of your heart if you can stay. Yeah, don't faint. Not only will you reach the harvest, but you'll receive the true miracles and blessings of God if you faint not. But you got to stand. And after standing, you got to stand some more and realize that we're standing on the sure foundation. We are standing on the word of Almighty God, the God who can't lie, won't lie. He can't stand lies. So we know he's not going to lie. His word holds true. He gave us his spirit. He even said that if we'll draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. We can cry unto him, he'll hear our cry. And we got to stop looking for everything from the preacher and the teacher. Let's get on our knees and seek God for ourselves. You need deliverance, seek God for yourself. Who need the deliverance? You do, not the preacher, not the teacher. You need it. Well, how do I get deliverance? You've been told so many times, but you won't hear that because you want what you want in the way that you want it. God is sending it another way. Get on your knees and tell God what it is. Because the preacher and the teacher, even though they explain, it'll go right over your head. I done talked, so it just go right over people's head. Because they're not seeking God for an answer. They're seeking me for the answer. I don't have his answer. You can get it through him. If you're seeking with your whole heart, go to him about everything. Lord, I'm looking at too much TV. Help me to cut it off. Lord, I'm singing too many circular songs. Help me to stop and help me to sing some gospel glorious songs unto you. Some holy songs. Lord, I'm doing too much of this. Because you're going to know. You're going to know. Many times he'll knock on your door and put it in your spirit. You know it's not right. You know it's not right. Sometimes he'll ask you why you continue to do it. Well, Lord, now you ain't been on your knees seeking me to get deliverance from that. You've been going to church. You've been going to this place. You've been listening to that. You haven't fell down on your face before me and cried out in sincerity that I can deliver you, that you really want deliverance. Listen, many things I went to church and got. Bishop didn't give it to me. The senior bishop, Charles C. Woods, he didn't give it to me. Because guess what? Charles didn't have it. God had it. When I tell you this was one of the baddest prophets I ever known in the history of my life, and I know some prophets, they true men and women of God. They ain't no liars. They don't give you from divining. They give you what God said. He was the baddest I ever saw. And listen, I didn't go over there to the church seeking bishop and no prophecy. When God had a word for me, God sent bishop to me. I didn't go to him, to my bishop. Do you see this? And no. He would call me out. I wouldn't be even expecting nothing. Because, see, I had the word of God. Yesha. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hey. I had the word of God. And guess what else I had? The spirit of God. It wasn't too much. I needed to ask Bishop because I could ask the one who was using Bishop. I cut the middleman out and went straight to God through his son Jesus. And he delivered me. He would show me what I needed. He would tell me what I needed. He would tell me when it was time for me to come forth in him. He would do it in Sunday school. He would do it in Bible study. I would never try to do it on Sunday. I wouldn't. Because I'm telling the Lord, Lord, I don't want it to appear that I have a takeover spirit. And Lord, I don't want to do more than my pastor can accept out of me. Lord, if you do it through me, I got to do it. If you say do it, I'm going to obey you. But Lord, you know the situation. You know him, you know me, you know the people. Do it, your will be done. Yeah, yeah. But I didn't seek Bishop. Time for me to go. I knew it, but I just didn't want to go. Can I say that? I knew it was time for me to leave Birmingham, but I loved it so much. And I loved that church and them church folks where I was. I just didn't want to go nowhere. Florida didn't have what I need, I didn't think. Birmingham had it spiritually in the praise, the word coming forth. He said, prophetess, go shave by first. And Rita come over there, oh my goodness, Rita come over there with it. I had to just go on and accept the word of God because I knew. It wasn't no oops, slip up. No, I knew, already knew I had to leave. Got to 12 o'clock prayer the same day. And Bishop called me. I said, the same thing. Pack it up. You got to go. So now I'm accepting fully what God allowed. When I got my boxes, start packing my stuff, giving stuff away, getting ready to get up out of here. But I didn't go seeking a word from the Lord. I went seeking the word of God. And he began to bless me. Ooh, I came back to Florida with favor, favor, favor. You hear me? I started looking for that same church that was in Alabama. I couldn't find it. I went back to some of the old churches from way back in the day when I was a girl. They had lost it. It was no longer there. That old anointing that was in there that used to, it was gone. They were doing it the new wave way, the new age way now. I said, my goodness. But I went on, continued to obey God. I continued. And I continued to praise him. And I continued to believe the impossible through him. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And he continued to bless me. He continued to strengthen me in him. And I was able to continue to prepare for his return, even up until this day. He's faithful unto us. He's looking for faithful people. He's looking for people who won't make an excuse. He's looking for people who won't sit around seeking their flesh for spiritual answers. But we're seeking a spiritual God for spiritual answers. I love you today. I wouldn't lie to you. I love you today. But God's will is going to be done, whether we like it or not. His will is going to be done. I pray for everybody. We're going out to sleep last night praying for this faithful few. Woke up this morning remembering to pray for this faithful few. Because you belong to God. And let me tell you this. God don't like those, nobody. I don't care what anointing he gave you. I don't care what office he gave you. I don't care how much he used you. He do not want you mistreating his people. God loves his people. And I don't care what title, and I don't care how much you he can Messiah letting him come on a Kawasaki you saw him in the Mitsubishi. I don't care about all of that. Don't mistreat God, people talking about what you're talking about. Don't become a Jonah. After God use you, you mad and go sit under the over there and God give you some shade. Don't do that. Accept what God allows. These his people. You're a servant. We serving God. A servant obey his master. And he don't clown with that master. He do what he told and get somewhere and sit down. Yeah. So I have to be careful. But I wanted you to know this morning, I love you. Dorothy Goodman, I love you. God bless you. I thank God for sending you my way. George West Perry, I love you, brother. I thank God for you. And I thank God, man, for sending you my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Andrea Spinner, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, God, I thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Andrew Stiller, I love you. I thank God for you. And I thank God for sending you my way. Hallelujah. Jerry, I love you. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for sending you my way. I'm grateful unto the Lord for each of you. And I know y'all may not understand it all. The songwriter said, you can't tell it, I got to tell it what God has done for me. And you may have thought that you just did something, but you had no clue of just the magnitude of how God really was using you. And I thank you. Dr. Goodman, there's not a holiday go by that you're not going to say something, do something, send a card, send a gift card, do something. There's nothing I can post on Facebook that you're not going to come and like. The only reason you don't like it, you didn't see it. Other than that, you're right there. And I saw the Lord do this, Dorothy. I saw the Lord seeing you doing so much, he calls other people to come and do it. Yeah, it starts a domino effect. It starts more people to coming, falling down before him. God is faithful. God is good. This is the surprise I want to do this morning. We had Pastor Hinton to pray. To open up in prayer. And I want to pray the prayer of faith for Dorothy Goodman, George West Perry, Andrea Stenner, and Jerry Crow. I want to pray for y'all this morning. A special prayer unto the Lord, because I want God to multiply to you. I want God to increase in your life spiritually. I want God to come in and show you what he chose you for and what he called you to. I want God to come in and use you in his service to bless his people. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up every spirit that's not of God that's coming your way. We bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell. If it's nothing more than posting scripture on Facebook, if it's nothing more than posting a prayer on Facebook, whatever he called you to, whatever he chose you for, I want it to come on out and increase. I want God to show you what it is he would have you to do. And it may appear not to be a ministry. It just may appear to be something. No, it's your ministry. It's how he's using you in this hour. And we thank God for it. Now, some of the saints will say, guess what? I'm going to include myself in that. I'm going to be blessed with that too. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. I'm going to get that overflow. I'm with you when you're right. Hallelujah. I am with you when you're right. Yeah. Get in on the deal and be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for you this morning because I was led to. And I don't want nobody to feel, oh, she loved them more than she loved us. They must be giving us something. Listen, I don't want you to take that attitude this morning. I want you to pray with me for these people. And God will bless you and give you their overflow. Do you hear me this morning? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it right now. Hey, Lord, thank you for blessing this thankful few and those that come through the archives and the podcast. Lord, I thank you right now for blessing them this morning. Thank you for moving for them. Hallelujah. Thank you for moving by your spirit for them today. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Ah, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for doing it, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. If I had, God, you know I'd give my all. But God, you are able to bless. You know what they stand in the need of this morning. Do it for your glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you, His Majesty. Thank you this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. There's none like you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. For blessing your people. And Father, this morning I bring Dr. Goodman before you. Ask, Lord, that you would bless this woman. Ask that you would increase her more spiritually. Father, for everything she's ever done for me, Freedom Doors Ministry, or Jesus in the Morning. God, I ask that you would bring it up as a memorial before you, God. And Lord, I ask that you would refresh the blessings and miracles upon her. And that, God, you would give unto this woman like never before in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory. Do it, Lord, where she will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was you and your love in the name of Jesus. Father, bless Brother George West Perry this morning.
Hey, thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, truly thank you for what you've done in it, for sending in my way. I thank you, Lord. Hey, God, I thank you this morning. And I ask today that you would refresh Brother Perry in the spirit, that, God, you would increase him more in you. And that he will walk in your word like he never walked before. God, the ministry that you chose and called him to, God, I ask that you would bring it forth through him in the name of Jesus. Use him, Lord, in your service to bless your people. I ask this morning, God,
Lord, that you would send an anointing upon him like never before. What he thought he didn't have, God, show him he's got it. Bless him on the job. Move for him financially, God. I ask that everything he's done for Jesus in the morning, God, you would send it back to him 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Or do it for him, Lord. Bless his family, God. Bless his friends in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring Sister Spinner before you.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you, Lord, for her. Lord, you use somebody else to bring her forth, to get her over here. And I thank you this morning.
Father, I ask today that you would bless Andrea Spinner from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I ask today that ministry that you brought her forth for, that God, she won't be fearful, but that she will trust you and step out in faith unto you. There are many waiting for their deliverance through what you're going to use her to do. Father, I ask today that you would move by your spirit for her. And Lord, I can see, as she's doing this, I can see this is what the husband wants. And a God, he would be connected in the name of, even while he's not there, he would be connected because he see what he wants in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask all that she's given unto Jesus in the morning and any kind of fundraiser, whatever I had, God, whatever she's given, bring it up for memorial before you. And Father, I ask that you would give it back to her 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning, Lord. Father, I bring Jerry before you. I ask, Lord, that you would fill the void. And Father, that you would continue to bless her. And Lord, bring the spirit of happiness her way and the spirit of joy like never before. Father, bless her to forgive herself. I know that your will had to be done in her life. And I know she feels guilty of many things, but God, let her know you've forgiven her. And to forgive herself, and her slate has been wiped clean. Father, bless Jerry this morning. I ask that the labor that you called and chose her for, you would stir up the gifts in her. And that, Father, you would use her in your service to bless your people. Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I ask that everything she's given unto Jesus in the morning, that God, you would give it back to her 100-fold. I pray for your favor upon her life today like never before. In the name of Jesus, move for her, move for her children, God. In the name of Jesus, stir up the love in the sons for their mother. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know what the desires of their hearts are. Ask that you would move for these four people today, oh God. Like never before in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. We thank you for answering. Oh, Lord, we thank you that it's done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I felt that thing go out. Look, it's clean. Nothing is there. It's clean. Nothing is there. It's clean. Hallelujah. God is doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I see you, area code 904-923, first three numbers. God bless you this morning. How are you?
I'm grateful to be here today. You know, we ain't got to be, I could have been dead. I could have been stricken down with COVID-19. I could have been just stricken down any kind of way, but God seemed favorable. Keep me alive. I thank God for life and health today. It's a beautiful day to be alive. It's a good day to be alive. We ought to be happy. We're supposed to be exceedingly glad every day that the Lord spare our life. And he come again and receive us unto himself. And I thank God today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, minister. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Pittman. God bless you. Thank God for you calling in this morning. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I've been trying to call every time. I said, oh, devil, he just keeps me so busy. I've been busy with different things. Well, I've been trying to do things on the Lord. I won't do God's business. The devil trying to get me, distract me, but he ain't got no wind. He ain't got no power over God and his people. All we got to do is just pray. That's all we got. We got to pray. We got to keep prayer up. Pray our life up, and we can succeed in prayer.
Amen.
And stop asking God for a bit for personal gain. You know what I'm saying? People wonder why. Well, I pray for this. I pray for that. God ain't did this yet. Probably because you want something for personal gain. You got to do something for God.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to share this with you, Mr. Pittman. Sometimes you got to tell that devil what it's going to be. You rebuke him bind him, cast him back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. And I want to speak to you today. Listen, if you can have just a little bit more patience, the blessing is taking over you. Yeah, the blessing is coming your way. I also see the Lord going to give you some days of rest. Don't try to do that. Just take those days of rest, because not only are you resting, but this rest is going to cause your body to heal. Your body is going to begin to heal. Yeah, and you're going to feel the difference in your body. So take these few days of rest and calm yourself down and tell yourself, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to rest. Yeah, it's already all right today. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right. We're going to move a little bit further, Brother Pittman. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. It's a pleasure to hear you.
Yes, man. It's a pleasure to hear you too, man. So,
amen.
Ms. Pittman. Yes,
man.
Yes,
man. Amen. God bless you.
Yes, man. You know, God.
See, y'all, I know y'all know that who that is. Jared, that's my youngest brother, Mr. Alan Pittman, calling in today. And so we thank God. Listen, I have to go to this one more request this morning. And when we come back, we are coming back with the word of the day from Pastor Maria Gardner Langston. And her message is, better keep your eyes on God. She say that thing with authority. Better keep your eyes on God. Yeah, because she know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that we are preparing for his return. Hallelujah. We are preparing for his return. And look, anything that's not going right, God is going to turn it around. I don't care what it was. I don't care what it is. Sometimes it looks like it's just so bad what the devil done caused me to do. Sometimes it looks so bad what the devil done done. Shake yourself off and know this. God is going to turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus. Let's go to this one, Mr. Ty Tribbett. He turned it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah. He turned it. God turned it around. The devil meant it for evil. He meant it to destroy you. He meant it to kill you. He meant it to take you out. He meant it to break up your relationships. Some of you had good relationships. He come in and did some things, come in and caused some things to break it up, but God turned it around and put the relationship back. He's that kind of God. He know the very intent, hallelujah, of your heart today. Whatever we think, we should let it be good. He done told us, think on these things. He told us about what's pure, what's true, what's lovely. Huh? What is of a good report? This is what we want to be thinking on. Why is that, Barbara? Because God knows the very intent of our hearts. And the enemy will come in and try to mess some things up. He'll come in and try to do some things, destroy you. Yeah, take this from you, take that. But God knows the intent of your heart, and he himself will fix it for you, because you can't fix it for yourself. No way. No way you can fix it for yourself. So the Lord come in and he fix it for us. Yeah, he'll turn it around for your good. Yeah. And then the devil looking, I thought that would have got her. I thought that would have got him. No, sir. And going on back, drop everything belong to me and going on back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And Father, I ask that you would rebuke that devil for my sake. Lord, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, but I don't want him coming around no more. I don't like it. Strengthen me that every time he show up, I send him away. Because the word said if we resist the devil, he's got to flee. But if we sit around and entertain those thoughts that he brings, when we know anything, we done the work of the devil. Mhm. Yeah, because we allowing him to talk to us and we thinking about what he said. No, I'm not going to think about what you said because I know that's not of God. I know that you telling me that's wrong and that is not of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Rita, I see that Rose Brown done showed up. God bless you, my wiki, wiki, wiki. Good morning. God bless you, honey bunny. Hallelujah. So listen, this morning we're going in and take a listen to Pastor Maria Gardner Langston. Yeah. And her message today is, you better keep your eyes on Jesus. What a powerful message. Let's take a listen.
St. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Do you have it? Say amen. Amen. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. You could go to Mark 6:48. You could go to John 6:19, and you would read the same scriptures almost, but using different quotations. Look at your neighbor. Very important message to encourage your heart this morning. Look at your neighbor and say these words. Say, neighbor,
neighbor.
I don't care how hard it looks.
I
don't care what you're going through. I want to tell you this. Now do them like this and say, you better.
You better.
Say it. Come on, don't be scared. Say, you better.
You better.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. I mean that. I see you, Regina. I mean that. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. You take your eyes off of Jesus, we're in trouble. Don't even look at these church folks. But you better keep your eyes on Jesus. I want to talk to you for a few moments. So glad that God is settling my spirit while I'm able not to let audience like this rush me and make me go to moaning and haven't told you anything.
Right.
But I've learned to stand still and talk. And those that want me to moan, I'm sorry. But I've got to go the way God would lead us to go. Folk need to hear the word. Folks so busy talking about, honey, I'm going to the word church. Just sit up in this church of God in Christ and listen. And you'll hear the word. We're too busy competing and wanting folk to act a fool. And feeling like having nobody preach unless they say, ah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God bless the pretty estate mother and church mother in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. Mama, just stand up and turn around and let them see you. Is this a pretty church mother and a state mother? It was, according to my reading history, it was 4 a.m. Jesus came to them walking on the water. And they did not recognize him. Many times, friends, when God comes to us, we don't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
And even we become afraid. In this day and age, we're going to have to know God for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age when everything is in the line, so much disease, and young people are scaring us because no matter how you raise them, seem as if the devil wants to snatch our children. You've got to know God, friend of mine, like you know your address. Like you know your telephone number. Like you know your social security number. Like you know your children's name. Like you know everywhere else you want to go in the city or out of the city. You have really got to know God.
Yes, ma'am.
Ask me what else. You really got to know God when you're going through your test and your trial. You know why? Nothing that we go through is too hard for God to work out.
Amen.
We're experiencing something right now. And the enemy and some people that don't read the word and don't study upon the word are making you think that every time you experience something bad, the first thing they think is your sin. Oh, you might as well talk to me. Or they make you feel that you've been disobedient. But that's not necessarily the truth. God is creating some situations so that we may come to know and to recognize him, and to recognize him most of all when you're going through your test. Every test that you go through is not set up by the devil. Am I talking good? Sometimes God sets these things up. Now ask me why. Ask me why. It's just a test. And he want to know if you can pass it.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have mothers in here. Raise your hand, you that are mothers. Put your hand down. You are like me. I'm the mother of three. Even though everybody's grown and gone, thank God. But there came a time in their lives when many times they would ask me something and I would create a test. Ask me how. Sometimes they would say, Mommy, can I go here? Especially when it got 17 and 18. Or can I do this? Sometimes I would deliberately say, no. Just as soft as I could say it. Mother, may I use your car? No. Well, Mom, why? First of all, here I'm setting up a test. It's my car. That's the first thing, it's mine. The second thing is, you cannot make me become a yes mother. When I say yes, oh help me Holy Ghost, and you're happy about it. When I say no, I expect you to still be happy. Oh, I'm talking good in here. We've got some children want us to be yes, yes, yes all the time. But sometimes it's not good to say yes all the time. Sometimes you need to tell them, no, you can't have no shoes this weekend. No, you can't go. No, he can't come over. No, you can't date at 17 and 18. Well, mother, why date when I say date? Because you're in my house. He call when I say call. Are you listening to me? Many of us want God to become a yes God. But I want to let you know we must recognize when God is setting us up in a test. And in the midst of the test, ask me what? Ooh, I feel good. Ask me what? In the midst of the test, God can still bless you. Some of you, your hearts are broke this morning. You left a lot of things hurting at home. You left unsaved children. You left marriages about to being broke up. You left pink slips where you're going to lose your job. Your finances are not where they need to be. But I'm a living witness. I can tell you, in the midst of all of that, God can still bless you. Am I helping somebody?
Hallelujah.
But ask me how. The only way he can bless you is you have to keep your eyes on him. Jesus told his disciples, go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But the boat got in trouble. They got in trouble in the middle of the lake. I wrote some points down. I want to share them with you. Point one. Whenever in the midst of trouble, you must always remember what Jesus told you to do. It does not matter how overwhelming the circumstances may be. It's going to be like God said. God will never tell you to do something that's impossible to do. Are you listening to me? God will never tell you to do something for which he has not already made provision. And wherever God tells you to go, he's already been there. All the troubles that you're going through, he's already been there.
Yes,
every time you get mad and want to leave because somebody lied on you, he's already been there.
Hallelujah.
Every time your body gets sick and look like you can't get well, he's already been there.
Hallelujah.
When it looks like everybody's turning their back on you and leaving you by yourself, he's already been there. Ask me what else. When Jesus saw that they were in trouble, he went to them. God would never leave a child of his in the fire. He'll never leave a child of his in the flood.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never leave a child of his in the valley. Ask me why. First of all, didn't he say, yes, though I walk through the valley.
Hallelujah.
And the shadow of death. Come on now. You don't have to fear no shadow. Now ask me why. Regina, a shadow is nothing but a bluff from the devil. A shadow can't hurt you. A shadow of a gun will never kill you. A shadow of a car will never kill you. My God, the shadow of anything will never hurt you. It's nothing but a bluff from the devil. And all the shadow want to do is scare you. And remember, shadow comes because of light. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And if you walk in the light, ask me what? You're coming out. But where there's an entrance, there is an exit. If you keep walking, you coming out. Didn't he say to you this morning, friend of mine, lo, I'm with you always?
Yes.
Didn't he say, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he would deliver us out of all of them? Didn't he say, in the midst of everything that's going on in the land, in the midst of the transitions, in the midst of us being afraid to vote, didn't know who to vote on, didn't know who to vote for, didn't know whether to vote for Bush or Clinton or the chicken head, we didn't know what to do. Oh, God, help me now. But I'm not worried about it because I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Didn't he say, I never seen the righteous forsaken? Didn't he say, I never see my seed begging for bread? Oh, ask me what else he said. He said to me, whatever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe it, and and ye shall receive it. Ask me what else he said. He said, there's no good thing that I'm going to withhold from those that walk upright. Ask me what else did he say. He said, as your soul prosper, you was going to prosper.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Can I go head on? Can I go head on? All I'm saying to you this morning, wherever you come from and wherever you're coming from, you've got to keep your eyes on Jesus. They had to do what's the call on him, and he stepped in the midst of the trouble. All they had to do was call. The text states, as I read it and as I studied, that they screamed. They screamed. Everybody say screamed. This is what some of you need to do. You need to get God's attention. As I often make the parable, if a woman is being harassed or if she's being chastened by men, that woman does not run and say, help, help. But when that woman knows that somebody's after her, that woman cries out, help! Ask me why. That scream gets God's attention. Some of us think that we are too sophisticated. Oh, I know y'all ain't gonna like me this morning. Some think they're too educated, too important. I don't like people that want to feel like they're so important. One prayer I pray every day, God, keep me humble.
Yes,
sometimes, my God, we are so cute. Can't mess our hair. Can't mess up my face. And I don't want nobody to see me acting this way. But I declare to you, sometimes the waves of life, sometimes the water of affliction, sometimes they get so hard that you can't help but holler.
Yeah,
and you can't just holler anything. You got to holler, Jesus!
Hallelujah.
Ask me why. You got to holler, Jesus, because the winds and the waves obey when you call the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what nobody say. When you call the name Jesus, something is going to happen. I think somebody needs to scream Jesus and watch him step into the midst of your trouble. The first thing Jesus is going to say to you when you step into the midst of the trouble, he's going to say the same thing that he said to Peter, be of good cheer. But oh, when you're going through your problems, you cannot hear him say, be of good cheer. Now ask me why. One, you're too busy complaining. Two, you're too busy calling folk trying to get what they got to say about it. Three, you're too busy getting bad attitudes. Oh, go ahead on and talk, Maria. Four, you're too busy talking about it. God help me, Holy Ghost. Five, you're too busy trying to make up your mind whether to come back to church or not. Six, you're too busy trying to make up in your mind whether to backslide or not. But let me tell you, when you're going through your problems, when you're going through your worst hurt, ain't no time to stay home. Ain't no time to get out the choir. Ain't no time to quit praising God. Ain't no time to quit singing. But it's time to keep your eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's the strangest thing when you're going through, everybody got something different to tell you. That's why I tell folk, when you're going through, don't tell folk your business. Because see, your advice is not necessarily the right advice for what I'm going through. You got some folk want to tell you how to fix your situation, and they're talking off the top of their head. But I don't need you to talk off the top of your head. I need to get some friends and some missionaries and some preachers that say, Maria, keep your eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ask me what? This is what Jesus is really saying here. If you keep your eyes on me, I've got everything under control.
Amen.
If you can just keep your eyes on me, your children might be in jail, but just keep your eyes on Jesus. He's got it under control. They may have said he's going to get 10 years, but keep your eyes on Jesus. He's going to knock those years down.
Hallelujah.
Oh, your husband may have walked off and left you, and the devil tell you you're not going to be nothing, and you ain't going to be able to raise them children. The devil is a lie. Just keep your eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
all folk may lounge you and talk about you and call you every name in a book and make you feel like you're lower than a dog. Don't try to stick no situations out. Don't try to prove nothing to nobody. Don't try to make nobody think that you're not what they say you are. Don't worry about it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh, go ahead on. I know God's blessing through the word.
All right.
Ask me what else. I've got to say this. Well, no matter how you act, if you be by yourself, Regina, they call you stuck up. If you be with a woman, they call you, come on now, a lesbian. If you be with a man, they call you a whore. But the devil is a lie. I'm not proving nothing to nobody. Ask me what I'm going to do. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Am I helping somebody here? Because you keep your eyes on Jesus. Ask me what, honey? God is saying be of good cheer. God is saying don't worry. God is saying to tell you this morning be happy. And what Jesus really saying, I got it under control. And all you got to do is come. And Peter got out of the boat. And Peter began to walk on the water. But ask me what? Another point, when you begin to obey God, you've got to separate yourself. Separate yourself from who? The people that don't want to be obedient to God. The people that don't want to live holy.
Hey.
Am I teaching in here this morning? See, we got a bad thing. Church folks got a bad thing. Y'all got to have bosom buddies. You got to have buddies all the time. I find out the worst detrimental thing in the world is to feel you got to have a bunch of buddies. Because see, buddies want to know your business.
Yes, ma'am.
Buddies want to hang out in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Maria Gardner. Buddies want to borrow your clothes. Buddies want to borrow your money and never want to give it back. Buddies want to use you a lot. Am I talking good? And then if you don't tell them your business, they get real mad. I don't have to tell you my business to be my friend. Because if
All right.
tell you my business, then I don't have no business.
All right.
Y'all know I'm going to tell it this morning.
Come on.
Am I talking all right in here?
Yeah.
You've got to separate yourself from people who are not really wanting to be obedient to the voice of God. And Peter began to walk. He wanted to be where Jesus was. He didn't look to the right. Listen, he didn't look to the left. God help me, Holy Ghost. He didn't listen to the people that were around him. And he didn't listen to the ones that were still on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me why. Because they would have thought he was crazy. Obeying Jesus is really a risky business.
Come on here and teach it.
Can I say it again?
Yeah.
It's a risky, it's a strange situation to obey Jesus.
Yeah.
Ask me why.
Wow.
As many times while you're obeying him, you got to go on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
must take it if you want to be on the other side.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is keep your eyes on Jesus. Sometimes obeying God, when God tell you to do one thing and you do it, folks think you're crazy. Folks say you ain't got good sense. I don't believe God said it, but the devil is a lie. Whatever God say do, you better get up and do it. You better take your chances, honey. One thing I like about God, when you obey God and keep your eyes on him, when you're about to sink, God will pick you up. Ask me what happened.
What happened?
I can feel y'all trying to rush me, but the devil is a lie. Peter was doing fine as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus.
Yeah, no.
His walking wasn't easy. His walking was effortless.
Mm-hmm.
There was no problem until he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking at the waves. Can I say it again?
Amen.
Peter was fine until he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking at the waves. And when he started looking at the waves, that's when Peter got afraid. The waves made him afraid. How many of you are afraid of water today? If you're on the water, the minute you go to looking down at the water, you get scared as you could be. Many of you can go high, but the minute you go to looking down, you get real scared. Some of you all get on an airplane. You do fine as long as that plane don't do like this. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. But as long as he kept his eyes off of the waves, Peter got all right. But when he started looking at the waves, he became terrified. And that's what most of us are doing today. Getting to the meat of the message, we're taking our eyes off of Jesus and looking at situations, looking at our situations, getting terrified, getting scared. But friend of mine, if you only knew what people are going through sitting right by you now.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
If it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for Jesus, honey, some of us would be crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for Jesus, some of us would have lost our mind long time ago. If it wasn't for Jesus, some of y'all would have blown your brains out long time ago.
Yes,
if it wasn't for Jesus, some of y'all would be alcoholics right now. If it wasn't for Jesus, some of you would be strung out on drugs right now. If it wasn't for Jesus, y'all are all with you. Y'all better receive this word this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we'd be some messed up people.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If we hadn't kept our eyes on Jesus, we wouldn't have known which way to go in the church.
Hey.
Because those that we thought were praying, they're not praying no more. It's almost like a circus now. You wonder who is real. You wonder who can get a prayer through. You wonder who can you talk to? The saints that you thought are really saints, they're fussing. Everybody's in a position struggle. Everybody wants their names called. Those that got positions that kill you to keep you from getting one.
All right. Preach it.
The lady evangelists are scratching each other's throats. Popularity is in front of Jesus. The men don't like the women, and the women preachers don't like the men. They're so worried about what we are called. Everybody want to be high. I told God, I know my message is not going to be popular this morning. We don't pray. Prayer's gone out the door. We don't fast no more. People don't want to fast no more. But let me tell you, friend of mine, every woman, every man, every girl, every boy, every preacher, let Sister Gardner tell you, please receive it from me. We better keep our eyes on God. We better go back. We better go back to the old landmark. God is saying this morning, stand up and tell my people to keep their eyes on me.
Hallelujah.
You got to excuse me. I got to do what God say do. If it wasn't for Jesus, many of us wouldn't be sitting here right now. The only thing that's going to save us is we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. The minute we take our eyes off of Jesus, we're going to sink just like Peter. We'll go right back to everything that God saved us from. Don't you think because your name is Sister So-and-so, don't you think because you're a missionary, you're a preacher, or you're a pastor, don't think that you won't sink. The devil is a lie. That's why a lot of our ministries have gone down the drain, because folk have got the green dollar. Folk have felt like life because I got a little bit. Come on now. They feel like, honey, I can make it, but the devil is a lie. The minute you take your eyes off of Jesus, you're going to end up doing the same thing you did before God saved you. I need some help in here. But are y'all with me behind me? God is calling for some holy people. God is calling for some righteous people. And friend of mine, you got to keep your eyes on him. And you got to hear him say, be of good cheer. You got to hear him say, don't worry about it. As long as you keep your eyes on me, if you fall, I'll reach out and pick you up. You've got to be able to sing that hymn that said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, that I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I'm going to lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the rock I stand. All of the ground is seeking sand. Keep your eyes on him. Don't put it on the situation. Don't do what your mind say do. But keep your eyes on him. And while I got my eyes on him, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. And I'm going to be exceedingly glad. Friend of mine today, don't look back, don't look to the right, don't look to the left, don't look at your bosom buddy, don't look at your boyfriend, don't look at your girlfriend, don't even look at denominations, because God ain't calling for that. Sometime when I'm out witnessing, I never tell nobody what I am, because I'm talking to a whole lot of Baptist folks. I got to close this message. You know what happened to Peter? When Peter began to stop looking at the waves and Peter got scared, Peter said, Lord, hey, come here. I'm about to fall. I'm going to drown. He said, come help me. Come help me. Peter wasn't no fool. He wasn't going to try to walk on that water unless he had the help of Jesus. When you see yourself about to drown and look like your eyes is about to close up, you better call help. You better call help. You better get down on your knees. Now, I know a whole lot of y'all gonna get mad at me, but you've been in the church a long time, and you know you're just hanging around the church. You know you don't have a depth in God. You know you're coming to convocation with our big hats on, with the nice suits on. You don't pray at home. You don't go to church at home. You're not faithful at home. You don't pray tithes at home. You don't live for God at home. But you want to come out here and star. The devil is a lie. You better get down on your knees. And you better say, while I'm down here praying, Lord, touch my heart. I said, keep them on Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Don't look at things that you hear. Don't even listen to them. Don't even let nobody tell you a bunch of garbage. If you have to walk by yourself, so what?
Oh, yeah.
If people is lying on you and talking about you, look at somebody and say, so what?
So what?
Worried about trying to keep up with nobody. I want God to use me the way he wants to use me. See, I don't want to be one of the evangelists going to try to be popular. And I'm going to get out here and just go to screaming and you don't know what I'm talking about. But I want to keep my eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Gordon, I'm going through so much at home. My husband is not saved, but children are out there. Look at somebody and say, so what? You want me to feel sorry for you? Well, Sister Gardner, my finances are so low. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. It just seems like it's so hard now. I used to fast. I used to really have a prayer life. But you know, the people in the church, they didn't get with me. And the folks would talk about me, make me feel so bad. And by the time I left church, I felt worse than I did before I came. And some things about my pastor, I just didn't understand. Look at somebody and say, so what?
So what?
Sister Gardner, I got a son that's in jail, and I don't know how much time they're going to give him, and I don't have the money to pay the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, he did drugs,
mm-hmm.
or he murdered a man, and he's in prison, Sister Gardner. How can you say that? Say it. Say, so what?
So what?
You ain't no better than me, and you ain't no better than Jesus. Maybe if you stop getting lawyers and stop paying money to get them out, they get out and stay out.
Come on here.
Regina Mine went. They ain't no better than me. And he only needed $500 to get out. And his godmother sent 250 of it and told me to put the rest with it. I called a long distance and said, I'll send it back to you because I'll not use God's money. I said, I work for God. I'll not use God's money when he didn't have to go.
Come on.
He had a warm bed. He had a nice house. He chose to live this life. So let him stay in there until God speaks to him.
All
let
right.
him stay in there and say, God, get him out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, some of y'all say that sounds so hard. The devil is a lie. You
Come
pay
on,
for him to get out, they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Only God can deliver.
Yeah.
And you got to want to deliver. One thing I got to tell you, baby, God don't usher himself on nobody. You don't want God, God don't want you. God is just like some of us intelligent women. You got some women are very intelligent. Ask me how. You walk up and say to me, baby, I don't want you no more. When you don't buy me no Wonder Bread, you're telling me you don't want me. You hit me upside my head, you're telling me you don't want me. When you don't support me and take care of me, you're telling me you don't want me. When you walk out and tell me I don't want you, I'm going on. I'm so intelligent until I tell you, baby, I'm praying for you. When you get ready to come back, I'll be here for you. God loves you, and I do too. Give me a hug, and I'll see you when you come back. Oh, I know y'all don't believe in that. You believe in crying. You believe in being pitiful. You believe in calling everybody, yeah, you don't want me no more. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want nothing that don't want me. And that's the way God is. If you don't want God, he's not going to run after you.
Hey.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest.
Yeah.
My yoke is easy. Don't walk. This is important. My burdens are light. I hung on the cross. And you know what I did? I took the heavy side and I left you the light side.
Uh-huh,
I told you when that light side got heavy and it looked like you couldn't even carry that, I told you, cast your cares on me.
Uh-huh.
Why am I going to cast my cares on him? Why can't I call you, you and you and you and you? Why? Mm-hmm. He said, cast your cares on me because
on,
I care.
Care for you.
Woo. I care. And I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. What I want you to do is do like David did. When David said, if I had wings, I'd fly away.
Yeah.
David came to himself and said, I ain't going nowhere. He said, I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. He said, because I'm going to look to the hills.
Mm-hmm.
From where cometh my help.
Yeah.
Hey! He said, my help comes from the Lord. And I can stand in this whole Memphis and tell you I'm the happiest woman in the world. I got two gospel preachers. My daughter's married to a pastor. My boys take good care of their mama, honey. They love their mama. There's nothing they won't do for me. They call me Miss Daisy. Because I'll get in my car, honey, and I'll drive and do what I got to do, and then I'll park that car and get on the phone and say, I'm on such and such a street, I'm sleepy, and I don't want to go home. Call your brother. One come get the car, and one come take me home.
Mm-hmm.
But, Mommy, I don't feel like driving. It's okay, Miss Daisy, be right there. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, God will work it out for you.
Yes, he will.
You can make it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you can make it. Don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry about trying to prove yourself and straighten stuff out. Whatever you're going through this morning, remember this, God is right there.
Yes, he is.
Whatever situations you left in your different home, God is saying, I'm going to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm asking you to do is don't backslide.
Hallelujah.
Don't slack up.
Yeah.
But keep your eyes on me.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
Watch me bring you out.
Hallelujah.
When you take your eyes off of me, you might sink. You don't want to sink. So keep looking at me. Grab that hand next to yours. Grab that neck. I know the Lord sent that word.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you will never be the same no more. You disappointed? I'm not apologizing.
Mm-mm.
Could have bought something that made you run the house and jump.
Mm-hmm.
But some people come hurting this morning. Some people came this morning, they're going through things in their personal lives.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, friend of mine, the same God that heard my cry, he'll hear yours.
Yes, he will.
Keep your eyes on him.
Hallelujah.
You can make it. You can make it. Keep a prayer life. I'm going to promise you something in this big congregation. If you do this, your life is going to change. What do you mean, Sister Gardner? I want you from this day on, I'm fixing to give out some important messages right now. I wish that I had it on a flyer and could pass it through the whole Memphis. This goes from every preacher to every pastor to every deacon to every mother to every missionary to every saint. I want you, the minute you get back home, I want you to meet God at the same place, at the same time, every day. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I want you to meet God at the same place, at the same time, every day.
Yeah.
You might take a special chair in your house and sanctify that chair.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the children play on it. Don't sit no visitors on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your spot for the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, what about when I'm in hotel rooms and I travel? What do you do, Sister Gardner? Honey, when I walk in the hotel room, I sanctify the room. I don't let the maids in there every day. Sometimes I tell them, just give me some towels, and I hand my hand out the door. I sit the trash can and say, here, just empty this. Make up my own bed. You don't change your sheets every day at home. I don't want all them spirits in my room. When I leave my room, I put the do not disturb sign out there. And if the room gets so messed up that they got to come in, when they leave, I sanctify it again. And I keep that same prayer time and find me a spot in that room. I lay something across that chair so they won't even touch that chair. Put my robe on the chair. Sanctify the robe and lay it there so they won't even touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my part where I pray and talk to God. And I promise you, church, please hear me. Please hear Evangelist Gardner. God is on his way back.
Yes.
God is tired.
Mm-hmm.
He's tired. You think God don't see? God is. He sees what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's not grieved? He is grieved.
Yeah.
He's tired.
Mm-hmm.
God said for me to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about being popular.
All right.
Tell the people, keep your eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't care who backslides. I don't care who leaves God. I don't care how many are trying to be popular. Tina, I don't care how many trying to get albums all out. I don't care how many chicks they want you to play to be popular. Tell them, I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather be saved and go to heaven and not put out not one album.
Come on here.
I'm not taking my eyes off of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd rather walk by myself.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I'd rather be lonely. Because one thing about it, when I get lonely, he comes in and comforts me. And what I like about Jesus, he going to keep on letting you go over the same thing over and over. Some of y'all say, no, I keep going through it. That's because you won't pass the test. The minute you pass it, stop worrying about your children. Turn them over to Jesus. God, I'm going to give you that girl. I'm going to give you that boy. It's in your hands now. I've done what I could do. I'm going to give you my marriage. It's in your hands. I'm going to give you this condition in my body. It's in your hands. That job that they're about to take, if they lay me off, it's in your hands. You got a better one. God doesn't take something and don't give. give you nothing. Honey, God always replaces what it takes. He always replaces what he takes. Even when he takes your loved one, God will put somebody in your life and let you love them like it was your son. He'll put somebody there and let you love them like it was your sister. I know that's true. He did it for me. He'll do it for you.
Yes, he will.
With your heads bowed, your eyes closed. I'm going to ask that nobody walk. To me, this message was so important. It was like a fountain broke loose on the inside. Because there's some hurt people in here this morning. There's some people in here troubled and they're depressed and they're going through a whole lot of things. Some things that they can't even tell nobody. I know it's crowded, but I want you to get up and come on down from the balcony. I want you to get up and just come on down here as far as you can get in the front here and keep them doors shut. You that are over there in the overflow, just come on, just walk on down the aisle. Come on, just as close as you can come. The altar tells if the message went over.
Hallelujah.
Just come on to the front. Line them all the way up. Honey, if I want help, I'm going to run. If I want help, I'm going to run up here.
All right.
And I want you to come with them hands lifted up. Look at this altar. You're going to get your eyes off the situation.
Yes.
See, that's the devil's job. Preachers, line up here. That's the devil's job. The devil wants you to get your eyes off of God. So he'll make you keep your eyes on the situation. Get it off of the situation. Come on. Don't say it's too many people. Just draw as close as you can draw. You're not going to be the same no more.
Hallelujah.
You won't be the same no more. Oh, I felt deliverance in here.
Hallelujah.
Now don't be disobedient. Don't walk out the door. Don't do that. While God is trying to minister, don't walk out the door. It might be your time. Your time of deliverance. It's your time of deliverance. It's your time of deliverance. Hido go shata.
Glory, glory.
Hey, Ibo go shata. Hey, you better talk to him. You that at your feet, just grab that hand next to yours. Grab that hand over there in the overflow. Grab it in the balcony. Grab it in the choir.
Hallelujah.
God said if you touch him, he'll touch you back. If you touch him, he'll touch you back. Hey! If you touch him, he'll touch you back. Ilobosha. Hey. Hey. Go ahead on. Father, we thank you. Every problem, everything that they're going through, some are taking their eyes off of you.
Yes.
And they're placed it on the situation. But oh God, I bind it right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Loose. Come on out of here. Turn the people loose.
Hallelujah.
Fix that home. Peace in the 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 home. Touch that mother's son. Deliver that mother's daughter. That child. Fix situations there, Lord. Heal that cancer, that high blood, that arthritis, that tumor. That blood condition, heal that nerve problem. Touch their spirit, sanctify us again. Right now, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. You're going to do it. You're going to save our loved ones. senses. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now. Bringing a backslider, bringing a sinner man loose. Oh! Right now, right now. We're going to praise you for it. Now get those hands together and start praising the Lord, everybody. Go on and tell them, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Come on, give God a yes. Give him a first yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, I live holy. Yes, I'm going to walk with you. Yes, I'm going to talk with you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the strength of Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a message this morning. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the title of the message today. Pastor Maria Gardner Langston. Yeah, this is a bad girl right here. God has blessed this woman. And I love her, and I love the message that she brought today. I plan to bring her back again. And I'll bring her back soon, real soon, so that we can hear from her again. I got a chance to listen to the message because I try to be careful what I bring. I try to, some messages I just trust on, but some I have to hear all the way through to make sure this is God moving, because I just can't bring junk, any old kind of junk, to his people. So we thankful that we can keep our eyes on Jesus. Yeah, he said in the scripture, if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace because we trust him. Yeah, we got to trust God today. Stop trusting ourselves. Stop sitting around thinking to yourself what you can do because you're leaning to your own understanding. He said, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. Because see, we try to be wise. We try to figure it out. We try to say, oh, this is what they're going to do. They're going to say this over there. They're going to say, no, no. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Hallelujah. Stop doing wrong. Stop doing what you know is wrong. And many won't. Well, how do I stop? I didn't start you on it. I can't tell you how to stop it. But what I can tell you is go to God crying out to him. I can't tell you how to stop it. Many want the preacher to give all the information, give all the instructions. God want you coming to him for you. Who want the deliverance? You want it. So therefore, you go to God for God to deliver you. Stop depending on these preachers. Many can't give it to you because God is not allowed. They got the answer, but God is not allowing it. And see, we have too many pity parties and too many pitiful stuff inviting all these people to the pity party. They invite you to their pity party. And sometimes it's because we're related blood-wise. They're biological. Sometimes they're friends and we love them. And they need this, but we want somebody to give it to them. No, I can't give it to you. You got to go to God for yourself. I had to come to him for myself. Came up in a good godly home, had good godly parents. They tried to teach me and tell me. I had to do my thing. See, because I had testimonies to live. And once my testimonies was enough and in the right place, and then I was going to receive from God. I wasn't going to deny him. He come in and drew me to him. He come in telling me all about myself. He came in telling me what I knew. You know better is what he told me. You know better. See, because he saw where I come from. He know Prince and Mary didn't raise me selling dope. He know Prince and Mary didn't leave me. He know Prince and Mary wasn't out there hoeing and doing what they big enough to do. Prince and Mary never smoked marijuana. In the wintertime, I think I saw Prince take a drink one time in his coffee. It was cold, and he said, that's coffee royale. It's going to keep me warm. I got to go to work. It was cold. I never saw Bae take a drink, Mary. Mm-mm. I never heard them do no dirty cussing. When it come to God, they had the fear in them of God. They wasn't scared. They was fearful because they understood they were nothing without him. They understood that without him, they could do nothing. They understood they didn't deserve nothing but his grace, his mercy, and most of all, his love. Yeah. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. Listen, we don't know the day nor the hour when he's going to part the sky. Only he knows this. He didn't even tell the disciples. They asked. He said, only the Father knows that. But he went on over there in Matthew 5 and showed us about them 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. The 5 wise had already prepared and kept their lamps trimmed and burning. The 5 foolish didn't prepare. They went to get oil for the lamps, and when they got back, the door was closed. The bridegroom had already come, and those that was prepared went in for the wedding. God is giving us an opportunity daily to prepare for him. But what we do with our mind, we keep it on everything but him. We don't let go and let God have his way. We keep trying to figure it out. When God has already worked it out, he just didn't tell you how. He won't withhold no good thing from you. He said, all things going to work together for your good. I don't care what come your way. You got him. It's going to work together for your good. Yes, it is. And you will believe God and leave it alone. Stop worrying over it. Stop trying to fix it. But you don't understand, my mind won't stop. Pray and get in the word. And when that these thoughts and races and all of this racing and come to you, oh, it's going to happen this way, oh, that go down. When all of this come to you, quote the word of God and see what happens. Tell him, the Lord, your word say, I'm to trust in you with all my heart. Help me not to lean to my own understanding. And all my ways, help me to acknowledge you. You're going to direct my path. Fix my heart today and regulate my mind. Let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Help me today, God. Deliver me. And God will do it. Yeah, because he's not going to hold no good thing from. If it's good for us, we got it. He's going to give it. If it's not good for us, he's not going to give that to us, because we will never be able to blame God for dirty, bad stuff. Evil. We can't blame him. He come that we might have life. That's what John 10:10 says. And have it more abundantly. He said the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. That's what the devil come to do. That's not what God come to do. He comes seeking that which is lost. And sometimes we go to church and all this stuff, but yet we're lost. And we won't totally surrender to God. We'll surrender to everything else, the job, a relationship, but we won't totally surrender to God. Yeah. But we got to give up. And who's better to give it up to than him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I have a prayer request this morning, and I'm going to fulfill the prayer request. I need intercessors praying with me this morning, and we're praying for Brother Frank. Yeah. And so let's pray for him. And the studio is open. If you have something you would like to say, please feel free to press that number 1 today and come in and share. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bring your servant Frank before you this morning. And Lord, we ask that you would touch and heal his body, Father, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. You made him. You know all about him. God, you know what a blessing he has been to many. And Lord, I ask this morning that you would bring him up, all of his work unto you, for a memorial before you. And Father, I ask that you would bless every deed, bless every good thing that he's done, and the things that you called him to do, the things that you told him to do. Lord, bless it this morning. Give him favor like he has never had before this day, May the 13th, 2021, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would send favor his way like never before. Open every financial door unto him. All that has been taken from him, Father, financially, I ask today that you would restore it unto him in the name of Jesus. Lord, fix his heart today and regulate his mind. Ah, yeah, Lord, I know you're able to keep him because he want to be kept by you. Move for your servant this morning. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor this morning. And Father, we give you all praise. All for you alone are worthy. We count it done for him this day. We believe you, Father. We trust you to do it for him this day. In the name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And every caller this morning, those coming through the podcast and the archive, Father, I ask that you would open every door unto them. Move by your spirit. Remember area code 708 today, oh God. Move by your spirit for them this day. Lord, I ask that your favor would fall upon them like never before this day. And every caller and every listener, open doors and make ways, Lord. For Lord, what you do, it won't cause no sorrow. It won't cause them to cry or any of that. It will only bless them, even in ways they couldn't imagine that they would be blessed. Do it this morning in the name of Jesus. May the 13th, 2021, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you haven't left us alone on our own. But Lord, you never leave us and you won't forsake us. You will be with us until the end. And Lord, you know your plans, your thoughts, your purpose for us. Nothing evil. And you're going to bring us to an expected end. We are expecting a great end. And God, this is where you're better than great. This is where you're going to bring us to. And we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The songwriter said this, I'm so glad, Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, and Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, and Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Excuse me. Jesus lifted me. I was on my way to hell, but Jesus lifted me. He snatched me back because the devil had me. And he was taking me somewhere I really didn't want to go. But I was going for the ride anyway, Jerry. I was going for the ride anyway. But Jesus come, and he lifted me. Ah, look at here, Jerry. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Very deeply stained with this. I'm telling you, today I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters it was him that lifted me. Today I can say, safe am I. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. God is love. God lifted me. Listen, I know my dad loved me. You heard me say this before. I know he loved me. Look here. I was his only daughter, let's say. I was his only girl. And his mother knew I was going to come forth. Yeah, my grandmama Maddie. And that Prince Pittman loved his daughter. Yes, he did. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. I could go to him for anything. You know, some people can only talk to mama. I could talk to daddy and mama. And I could go to him and I could say, Dad, I want some ice cream. He'd say, we're going to take a walk in a little while. My brother Mike would be in the yard playing with the chickens or whatever. My sister in the house and my mom in there making flowers or cooking or whatever. He said, we're going to take a walk after a while. And we would go and get ice cream. He said, what kind you want? I said, well, let's get that black walnut you like. We would get that black walnut and my brother would see us coming back and here we come. So my dad would give me a spoon, give my brother a spoon, act like he going to give me another spoon and he would eat it. I remember that like it was yesterday. That was love. Do you hear me? Even when he didn't have money for things we wanted, God used him. He prayed and God found a way to bless him and he got us what we wanted. He didn't want us to have it hard like he had it. But he wanted us to be disciplined like he was disciplined. He didn't spare the rod. so the child could be spoiled. He used that rod. Yes. Huh? That's the way he was. But even through my childhood, God has blessed us. And many of us, we go off to do what we want to do. But God turned all of that evil and dirt we'd undone. He turns it into a testimony unto him. That we can come and tell somebody else, you may not be living your best life right now. And you may think you're living your best life in sin. Because it's fun to do sinful things. The flesh is pleased with sinful things. So you may think you're living your best life right now. But if you give God a chance, I promise you, you're going to live your best life. There's no life like living for God. Oh, you can call on him anytime. You thought it was going to go left. God brought it right for you. You thought you wouldn't have this. You never thought you could have that. God will make it happen for you. He's able. Why, Barbara? He have all power. There's no higher power today. All power is on our side. If we'll go to him and submit it all to him, cry to the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. Not only did he hear David, but he came and fixed it for David. All that David went through, he became king. Oh, he had to run from Saul. There was a lot went on with this man. He became a great warrior. David cut off Goliath's head. Used stones, a stone to kill the giant. See, when God is for you, who can be against you? He said, if he be for you, he's more than the whole world against. But we got to get it right with him. We heard what you said this morning. We better keep our eyes on Jesus. And guess what? If we can but remember, let's remember the senator's prayer. Let's remember Minister Joe Wright's prayer. Let's don't forget. Let's don't call evil good and good evil. Let's don't follow the world with this foolishness. Let's keep our values. Let's keep honesty. Yeah, let's remember this. And instead of thinking on what can happen, what might happen, what should happen, let's do this. Let's look at Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, this is where we want to keep our mind. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's true. Whatsoever things are honest. I know God so loved me, he sent his only begotten son. I'm going to think on spiritual things that I know is honest. Whatsoever things are just. That which is right. That which is fair. Good days work for good days pay. Whatever I said I was going to do, I want to do it. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of a good report. These are the things where we want to keep our mind, and we want to keep them on spiritual things through Almighty God that have all power. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning. Yeah, Brother Perry came in a little late, but I told him to go take a listen, y'all. Go take a listen at the early part of the show. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. Well, at the early part of the church service, we're going to call it that, Brother Louis, and stop calling it the show. We ain't trying to show. Yeah, we're trying to have church in God. We're trying to lift him up. We're trying to get it right with him. We're trying to learn his word and prepare for his return. That's what we're preparing for. I'm not preparing for what's coming next in this life. I need gas. Now, what I'm preparing for is if he part that sky at 9:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time where I am, I'm ready to go. I won't be fearful. I won't have to panic because I've been preparing all along. Huh? When that first trumpet sound, the songwriter said, many going to get up out of the ground. But if I'm alive and he parted that sky, I'm ready to go. If I die and he parted, I'm ready to go. My house is in order. Yeah. Because, see, he said this. He was going to change us. Apostle Paul said he was going to show us a mystery. That we all would be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The way we are, we're not going back with him this way. We're coming from mortality to immortality. He changed in the body, everything. You won't have to worry about a kidney, a heart, a diabetes, a blood pressure, who died, who's living, who's sick, mom in the nursing home. You won't have any of this to worry about. Because now we're neither male nor female. Some people keep praying for this life. I'm praying about that new life over in heaven, over in glory. Because it's mine, all mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. No one else have anything they would like to say. I will go to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we will come back praying out today. If no one else have anything they would like to say. All right. Let's go to this one.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
So good to me.
God, so
www.JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Miss Jessica reading this morning, and God has been so good to me. I know many of us can say that. God has been good to us. Yeah, we may not have all that we thought we wanted or some of us thought we needed, but yet we can say this morning, God has been good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Coming at you right now, Jerry. Then I'll come back at you, Mr. Pittman, to see if you have something to say. Good morning, Jerry. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Barbara. Sister Barbara, you started out with a blessing, and that song right there, God's been so good to me. Even when I was way down in the valleys of the shadow, way down in the valley of sin, not just thinking it, but doing. God been so good to me. He delivered me from committing sin on the phone, backing up over 100 miles an hour, hitting the tree, and still all I had to do is say, Jesus, save me. He didn't just save me. He said, will you follow me? I couldn't say nothing but yes. Then he saved me when a tractor and trailer hit my car, destroyed the car, but I walk away. Yes, I got a little pinched nerve, but I still walked away. Not one bruise. The car total loss. Mm-hmm. But because I belong to Jesus, he's been so good to me. And I haven't been good from a child all the way to an adult, from youth to maturity. If mama wasn't toweling it up, God was trying to use the rod on me, but I just had to go for the ride. But now I don't need a ride anymore. All I need to get is humble and be on this show the same time every day, giving God my time. Not the show, but I'm not showing nothing. I need to be in God's presence.
Yes.
Every day, even when the program is not on, I go back and listen, because I promise God, if you save me, I will follow you. And I didn't promise him like I promised my mom. Mom, don't beat me today. I promise I'll be good. I promise I'll be good. She said, no, I got to still go head on because you don't keep your word. But God knows me, and he knew I was sincere because he saw that danger. 100 miles an hour, I'm backing up because I'm hitting, pressing down on the gas when I should have been pressing on the brakes, and I'm committing sin.
Mm.
Who wouldn't love a God like that?
Amen.
He saved me when the gun wouldn't go off, and I'm only 4 years old. I didn't know to say God saved me or Jesus. I stood there. But because I didn't know, my daddy knew he saved me. But he knew the plans he had for my life.
Amen.
So today, God, I say thank you.
Yes,
thank you that I used to like to go for the ride. Now I love to go for the prayer. I love to hear the goodness of your work, Lord God. There's nothing else you need to give me, God, because you've already gave me your life. And you've been so good to me.
Yes.
You saved me. You saved me from myself. You saved me from people I thought was my friends. Sometimes people warm up to you and you think they're your friend, but they're stealing out of your right hand while you thinking that they're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, I will never leave nor deceive you. So he's not going to pretend that he loves me. He's been so good to me. He said to me, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they seed begging bread. Mother had 7 children. We never went hungry. I even get a divorce, and God still allowed me to live like I'm still married. God's been good. He's good every day. He wakes me up. So as long as I have breath in my body, I'll always press that number 1, not for a testimony, just to say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. For I knew not the things I was doing, and I wasn't sinning it against nobody but you, Jesus. Forgive me. Forgive me. Because you don't have to do none of the things that you've done for me. In Jesus' name, I say amen.
Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God is faithful to us. Even when we are not faithful to him, he's yet faithful to us. And we thank him this morning. All right, Brother Pittman, you have something else you would like to say this morning? Who, brother? Do you have anything else you would like to say?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say, like that sister said, you know, I repent for my sin. Oh, God, take sin out of my life. Take it away from me. Thank God for exes in your life. Ex-alcoholic. Ex-drug dealer. Drug addict. Ex-alcoholic. Ex-fornicator. Ex-adultery. Thank God for exes in your life.
Man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Well, I don't even think I'm an ex. I just think he took it all. And in his book, I never did it before because he put it in the seat of forgetfulness
right.
for me, never remembered again. Now,
yeah.
We may remember it, but God won't remember
yeah.
it, Mr. Pitt. You don't remember
yes,
that.
Yes,
he
yes,
threw
sir.
That thing away. He threw it away. Yes,
right.
sir. And so we're grateful unto him. And again, I'm happy to hear
yeah.
your voice here today.
Yeah.
It was a blessing that you came in, and we bind the spirit of anything trying to stop you from coming. We bind that spirit
yes,
up and cast it back to the pits of hell, never to return. And I'm grateful. This was the brother that took me out for Mother's Day. Yeah. Got me all kind of seafood. And we came back to the and had a good time. Gave me some money, y'all. And I was just blessed. I was just blessed. And one of my favorite spiritual sons had already called me that morning. And Mr. Pittman came and finished the icing on the cake. And so I had an excellent Mother's Day. And I thank you
yeah,
so much. I really appreciate it. And God bless
yes,
you. I love you.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I love you, too.
Yes,
I love
sir.
You more.
Yes.
Yes
we grew up in the same house. We
oh, yeah. I was talking about Prince Pittman now. Well, Prince Pittman, well, he didn't play no man. You know, he got, like you said, you know, we had no light. We, you know, we had what we needed. But somehow, he got what we wanted too. Sometimes, especially on cripple, you gonna get what you want on cripple time. But main
yeah.
thing, the way he churches now. Look now, you know, we go to Sunday school, right? You got Sunday school, you got morning service that lasts about 2 o'clock, and sometimes I come back late on for evening service that lasts for so long. Sometimes we be in the woods praying the Lord, have morning service, Sunday school, morning service, and evening service. We didn't get home at 1 o'clock in the morning. We had to go to school the next day. And look here,
yes,
I told he churched so bad, he put us in church so much. I said, look, I said, man, when I get grown, I ain't never going back to church no more. I was talking, I didn't know. God had his hand on him. He gave us the greatest gift of all.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
love
did.
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the greatest
did.
Gift of all.
Amen.
Love Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. You were going to church and
you going
it
to
wasn't
church?
No. Yeah, it wasn't no, I don't want to go. Who going to tell him I don't want to
no,
go?
No. You can tell him that. No.
You already do. You already knew the outcome. You going.
And for some reason, on Sunday morning, we didn't get sick on Sunday. We couldn't say, I got a headache. Or, I don't feel good. No, we ain't had to say that. You already know. But we get up and eat that breakfast. We got to get that good meal. And we're going. We're going to get out of there. We're going to church.
Yes, sir. And you made sure she got up and made you breakfast. You didn't have no kind of excuse over there.
No, you had no excuse.
No excuse. You were going because you obeyed your parents. And told you to do. And we wasn't afraid of our daddy. We wasn't scared of him. We had respect for him. That's what that was. Yeah. Had great respect for this man.
I know he'll get that behind.
Yeah, you should have been scared. You should have been
scared.
If
I mess up and didn't obey, he's going to get
He's going to get
I'm going to kill you for the wife, we'll kill you downtown. He's get that thing. Go get me an evil. Don't come out with a little switch now. He gonna say you get nuts. You get me nuts. This too low. Go get me a nut, bigger, like a little bigger. Okay, I say what that ain't bigger. That's why I go get my own. Don't let it slatter down. Oh Lord.
Okay. Yes, sir. But I tell you today, a lot of people they see it as a bad thing. Their parents abuse them, this and that. We wasn't abused. Now he didn't abuse us. Like he said. He gave us what we need, and he gave us many times what we wanted. What we wanted. And we wanted to go and dig potatoes. Or we wanted to go. We wanted to go. He didn't want us to go, but we just kept on. So
he
took us.
He
took us so we could see for ourselves what it was. Mama said, you don't want to go back. I said, no, I don't never want to go back and do that no more, Mama. Because we really didn't do nothing. Yeah, we didn't really do nothing out there anyway but playing that dirt. He was the one out there
playing
working. And he took up our slack. Yes, sir. So we thank God. Yes, sir, Brother Lewis. We understand he'll get that butt. He'll get that butt right now. Brother Lewis is there to
He hooked the chair and he even hooked the dog.
Yep.
The dog was disobeying. He hooked the dog, too. Like he told the dog, so leave the yard. They be in the fence. Stay behind the fence. If we come home, we looking up. He coming down the street. He see all of us running back in the yard. The dog run the yard, too. He hooked everybody in the yard. All the chairs. Yep. He hooked all of us. And the dog, too.
And then he gave him. Yeah, he always left us something over in his lunch bucket.
Joe did that.
He didn't eat all his lunch, so when he come home, we could fight over the lunch bucket. Yeah, he liked that kind of thing. I'm going to take let me take a few loose, Daddy. He said, you take one loose, and you take one loose, because we would be fighting over who's going to take the shoestrings loose in his shoes.
That's right. Joe did that.
And give me one, y'all take it loose. And he's sitting there while we take the shoestring loose. He's looking at us. Yeah.
And he raised us after our mama died, too. He didn't leave us now. Look, after our mama died. And, you know, I got her Social Security. Look, he asked me for nail diamond.
He wasn't that kind. He wanted us to have. Mm-hmm.
Wants to have, right.
Yeah, and wanted us to have the best. Yeah, that's the way we were. And once Mama passed, we was in our early teens when our mom passed away. And he said, he didn't leave us. He stayed right there, provided a home for us and everything.
Right.
And so, we thank God today for being on our side. And many days I look back at that and I tell him, I said, Lord, I thank you for Prince and Mary. I thank you for Biscuit Bacon Bay. God, I thank you for that woman, and I thank you for, because see, she taught the girls the right things to do. Yeah, she taught them how to carry yourself and all of that kind of thing. Yeah, and so we thank
her. He showed me how to build furniture, you know. He showed me how to build furniture. You know, he was a carpenter, you know.
Yeah.
He built his own house up indoors. He was a carpenter. So he gave me another, he had some other gifts too, though. Some other gifts.
Yeah, he built church. He built church pews and the rosters and stuff like that too. Yeah, he did all of that because his dad was a carpenter. is my granddaddy, Cam. He was a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And a brick maker.
Yeah. And he
granddaddy was a brick, probably had a brick maker.
Yeah, but he was mainly known for that carpentry. Yeah, he was mainly known for that carpentry.
The original Auburn State College, our granddaddy Cam and his brother, they built that college, put the first bricks on that college. And
yes.
He said he was a laborer. He know right then he didn't want to be no brick mason. So he did that labor, making that mud with that hoe. He said, uh-uh. So what he did, they gave him a job as security guard at the college.
Yes. Yes.
After they got the building the college. He was like, who did he know? He knows somebody. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So our dad was security. Yeah, all been to state college. So we thank God this morning. And is there anyone else have something they would like to say? We done went back in the day on our childhood and everything. So if there's anyone here have something they would like to say still, we got a little time, press the number one and come in. If not, I will pray us out. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all that has been said and done here today. Thank you for Maria Gardner Langston. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. But, Father, we got to keep our eye on you. We got to keep our mind on you. Father, you gave us your word, and we thank you this day. We thank you for your son, Jesus, for he's yet the word. And we're grateful unto you. He's the way, the truth, and the life this morning. And I say, Father, he's the light, because the light shined in darkness, and you blessed many of us to comprehend. And we are thankful unto you this morning. And as we depart, we ask that you would bless our going out today, Father. Bless our coming in and meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Father, every caller and every listener, I ask today, May the 13th, 2021, that, Father, you would send your favor upon us and that, God, you would open doors and make ways. Send your miracles our way today. And those that are standing in need of finances, Lord, open doors for them and make ways today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And, Father, we ask it all again this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. Again, May the 13th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a I got one more song. I got time to play it, and I'm going to play this one. After the song this morning, I won't be coming back. All right, Louis. Thought I had forgot. Thank you.